On the next part of our morning show from WRCO, we are here to talk about the Iowa County Cancer Coalition and a special event that they have coming up in the near future. And joining us is Connie Gard. How are you, Connie?
I am fine. And yourself?
Great. Thanks for coming along here. You've been a part of this a few times. And
yes, I have been.
When's your event coming up?
Our event is going to be this coming Saturday, and it's going to be at St. Anthony and Phillips Church in Highland. And we're going to have, it'll be like 4 to 7. And our activities for the night will be, we'll have a live auction, a silent auction. We will have food. We have a pork meal catered by Red Zone of Highland, and there will be kids' meals available, too. Beverages will be sold by the Highland Fire Department. Yes, and we'll have memorial luminaries and ribbons for sale. From 4 to 6:30 will be our silent auction, and then at 6 o'clock, the live auction will start with on-point auction from Dodgeville and also Larry Springer. Event will be held rain or shine.
Sounds like it's going to be shine for you.
Let's hope so.
Not like today.
No.
So now, do you switch it around your area? Because is this the first time you've had it in Highland, Connie?
This is the first time we've had it in Highland. Yes. Started this organization, my thoughts were that I would like to move it around to different areas, and we have. We had our first one in Cobb. Our second one was at Mineral Point, and then we were in Dodgeville. And then, of course, we had a break in between because of COVID. So then last year we had it at Vortex in Barneville, which was remarkable. They've all been remarkable, and we can't thank the people enough for what they have done. You know, they will give us live auction items, silent auction items, and usually there's many, many people there too, and to support us. And this is what it's all about. This is what we're here for, is to help our cancer patients in Iowa County.
So tell me a little bit about the history and why this this organization was started, Connie.
This organization was started in 2017. In 2015, I lost my husband of brain cancer. And at that time, I thought, you know, I need to do something. In fact, it was only like 6 months and he was gone. So I thought, well, you know, I've talked to Grant County. Grant County has a cancer coalition. I spoke with them, and they came up and what I had done, and he came up and visited with us, me. And what I had done is I went to all the towns in villages in Iowa County and to see if I could get a board member. And I was very successful, very successful. So that's what my feelings were. I knew some of them had gone through cancer themselves, or they had family members, or, you know, anyone's a good board member. So, and I can't be more pleased with the board members that we have. They are remarkable. They're always out to help. And this is what it's all about.
So you have a board member from each of the villages?
I do. Boy, yes.
That really spreads out.
Yes. And that's why I wanted to move it around instead of just having it like in Cobb, for instance, you know, every year. No, we need to move it around. So that's what, that's why we're in Highland now this year, which is going to be a success, I'm sure. I mean, the people in Highland come out and to help no matter what it is. So, you know, and I can be very thankful for that.
So you involve like the area communities. You remember you mentioned the fire department will be involved. And
Yes. And usually that is what, you know, like the fire department. When we were in Barneville, High Point Steakhouse came, they catered the meal, and the fire department in that area took care of the beverages and that. So yeah, so it's been, yeah, and that's it. We find that in every place we go. We were in Cobb with that help, Mineral Point, Dodgeville. Yeah, no, everybody's out to help us, and this is what it's all about.
That's amazing. We have our own Grace here in Richland
County.
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I had spoken with them, too, you know, and get some ideas, too. So, and they were very helpful, too.
Right. So it's very similar to that. And I think, unfortunately, there's a need. A lot of people...
There is definitely a need. There is definitely a need. Yes. You know, they have an application. It must be an active, of course, a patient member and resident of Iowa County. An application form may be found on our website, which is www.iowacountycancercoalition.org. The cancer patient completes the application, and and will disclose to the health information, and the verification form must be completed by the physician. Application disclosure of health information in the verification form return to our nurse, who is a board member, and at that time, once the form is verified, they are returned to the Iowa County Cancer Coalition Board for approval. A case number is assigned. No names are used. All information is kept confidential. Once forms have been approved, the applicant can expect to receive their request in full or part of 30 days, or definitely less than that. So, and at this present time, we're giving $1,500 financial assistance. Assistance will be provided by giving gas cards, grocery cards, paying a utility payment, house or rent payment, medical or pharmacy payment. No cash is given.
Okay. So you're helping out a lot of folks. I'm guessing you hear a lot of tremendous stories back, don't you?
Definitely. We do. You know, but this is what it's all about. And this is why I started this, because I know myself with my husband. And then, in fact, I was diagnosed last year of breast cancer, but I'm a survivor. And, you know, I couldn't, I fought it. And I wanted to do that. And definitely I did it. So.
Good,
yep.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
a survivor.
You. Yeah. Yes, I am a survivor, and I can help everybody in all over for prayers and help. I mean, it was remarkable.
Yeah. And it's one thing to go through it with a spouse, as you did, but now you can speak firsthand when you talk to those cancer victims.
Yes, I can. But I've got a great family, and very helpful.
You have a lot of great items that are donated. Would you like to talk about any of the things that might be up on the...
Yes, we'll have some quilts. I think maybe three quilts at least. Let me see. Some people are donating food items, you know, like cakes, pies, cinnamon rolls, and a lot of gift certificates are given to us. It's just remarkable. Just, you know, in fact, if you go on our website, you will find all the items, too, on the Iowa County Cancer Coalition Facebook page. You will find all the items that we are having.
Do you ever get any support from the Wisconsin Badgers?
Yes, we do. In fact, we have a basketball signed by Greg. Yeah.
You got a connection there. Inside,
I have a little bit of a connection. Yes, I do. But nope. And I can't express enough for Greg and also my son, Gary, and Jeff, that were so helpful to me when I went through cancer, and they definitely were with their dad, too. We tried so many things with their dad, but it wasn't long and he was gone, and that was sad. But it's life, you know, This is my game now. This is what I want. What I want is to help people. So
that's why you have to live each day, don't you?
You definitely do. And sometimes, you know, we have to remind ourselves of that, mm-hmm. too, that we must live each day, you know, to the fullest if we can. So this is great. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this weekend, and I'm sure we'll have lots of people there, and we hope so.
We hope so. We'll have more from Connie Gard coming up in a moment after this break on The Morning Show. The big event for Iowa Cancer Coalition, the Iowa County Cancer Coalition, is going on this weekend, and we're here to talk about it on The Morning Show today. Connie Gard is here representing that great organization, and you look at this event coming up on Saturday, and that's kind of your big event for the year, isn't it, Connie?
Yes, it is. And we're going to have it at the St. Anthony and Phillips Catholic Church in Highland in the basement this upcoming Saturday, which will be August 19th, from the hours of 4 to 7. 4 to 7, food and beverages, a pork meal catered by Red Zone in Highland, kids' meals available, beverages sold by the Highland Fire Department. There'll be children activities, memorial luminaries, and ribbons for sale. From 4 to 6:30 will be our silent auction. 6 o'clock, the live auction will start. So the event will be held rain or shine. And all proceeds from the fundraiser will stay in Iowa County to directly help cancer patients residing in Iowa County.
When people apply for help, you know, is there a certain amount? I think you mentioned that before that you can apply for.
Yeah, it's $1,500.
Okay.
$1,500 is what we will give, you know. And, of course, it's going to be either a gas card or a Walmart card, or we can pay a utility bill, or, they will see no money at all. We will pay, you know, and then gas cards is a big thing, and of course it is, because a lot of them are traveling all the way to Madison for their treatments, and, and no matter where you're going, if you're going to Dodgeville, or you're going to Platteville, or Dubuque, or wherever, I mean, it costs money for gas.
So they can apply online is how it works.
That is very true. They can go to iowacountycancercoalition.org, and you can apply there. Anyone needing the application for assistance may go there to the www.iowacountycancercoalition.org. And the applicant must be an active cancer patient and resident of Iowa County. The application, of course, will be found on just what I had mentioned. Cancer patients completes the application, and they get the authority from the authorized from the health information, and the verification must be completed by a physician. Application disclosures help. Information and diagnosis verification forms returned to the nurse, who is a board member, and then she will make a phone call asking the patient what they're asking, you know, would like to have. So, and within probably less than 10 days, they're going to know.
So the board meets and goes over the application? And
no.
You know? How does it work?
Well, what it does is I will take it to the nurse. The nurse will call the physician and make sure that everything is correct that's on that application. At that time, then she will email out to each one of us just telling us what this person wants, and then we approve it, and then she will phone them back, let them know that they've been approved, and then at that time, they, of course, in between times, their physician has to sign that form. And then she will go and call the person and tell them that this is what you're getting, and then we have a treasurer, and she will send out the things. If a bill has to be paid, the patient has to send the bills to us, and that is Iowa County Cancer Coalition, Post Office Box 36 of Cobb, Wisconsin 53526. And then at that time, she will either mail the gas cards out or will pay the utility bill or whatever they ask for.
How's the best way to contact you, Connie, if they have any questions?
Yes, please feel free to call me. My phone number is 608-574-5734, or you can also call me at my home number, which is 608-623-2095. And those need assistance, you know, you maybe visit the Iowa County Cancer Coalition website, and there you'll find an application also. And you can do it. And or feel free to call me, and I will send you an application, too. I've done that in the past, and glad to do it.
Are you full in terms of things to auction off this weekend, or could you take a few more things?
Oh, we can always take more things.
Okay.
But we do have quite a list. But, we definitely could. Yeah, anyone wanting to, you know, give me a call, I'll be glad to pick it up. Or if you want to send it in the mail, feel free to do that. So, you know, contact me at 608-574-5734 or 608-623-2095.
And you're pretty full up as far as the food is concerned. You don't need any food donations this weekend
for
your meal anyway.
No. And the meal will cost them, you know, the adult meal and also the child's meal a bit. Yeah. But it's not a lot for what you're going to get for food. Yeah.
No, I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
And people could also make monetary donations at the event.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Definitely you can do that. Yeah. Yeah. We'll be glad to have that too. So.
And if it's like anything like our auction, and I'm sure it is, sometimes things that you don't expect, like somebody's pies and things like that, those are the things that bring the most money, aren't they?
Oh, I know. Yes. Last year we had a cheesecake that went for $1,000.
Wow.
But it was like people bidding against each other, you know. So, but it's great, you know. And this is what people want to do, too, though. They do, you know. But, you know, and I don't want people to feel like, you know, you come, you have to give money or whatever. just, you know, come and enjoy it and have a good meal. And, you know, I think they, and just visiting with people too.
After the year off for COVID and everything, it's just nice to kind of get back in stride and have these social events again.
It is. It definitely is. It definitely is. And we will continue every year. Yeah.
Good deal. So we hope folks will come out again. What time does it start on Saturday, Connie?
It will be 4 to 7. It'll probably go past the 7 o'clock, but it'll be 4 o'clock to 7. And just come anytime. Anytime, because, you know, there'll be food available all evening long. And so just come and, you know, enjoy, look at the silent auction items and the live auction items, and just come and enjoy and visit with your friends.
And you're in Highland there at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Lots of parking, and it's a good spot to have,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, definitely, definitely. Or, you know, if we don't have enough room in the parking lot, we can also go over to the park, or we can go over to the doctor's office, or even the street. You know, we'll find room for you.
Yep. Well, they always come out well in Highland, I know, so I think you're going to have a successful event.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. That was one reason for me wanting to go there, too. So.
Good deal, Connie. Well, thanks for coming over. It means a lot that you took the time to visit us here on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Connie Gard joining us from Iowa County Cancer Coalition. Again, their big event is coming up on Saturday.